This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Years of One Direction.
Well, if we're going to talk One Direction, I've got to get my old mate back, because when 1D were together at their peak, I mean, there was one man who was doing every late night phoner, every hotel junket. His name is saved in my phone as Jason Dundas, but in real life, his name is Angus O'Loughlin. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Thanks so much for having me on the program and talking to your listeners, astute listeners. I've since grown up from, obviously, my late-night radio programming days, and I'm now in the talkback space. No,
we've got a couple of different grabs here that I'm going to play. Some of my interviews, some of your interviews, and I just want to play this for you because listen to how young you sound.
Across the country, with One Direction, we've got Niall, Harry, Liam and Zane. Hello, guys.
G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Great to have you guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, no. I actually just got shivers down my spine. I sound like a young pup. I was like 23 or 24. I'm 32 now. It was nearly 10 years ago. It must have been 8 years ago, yeah.
It's 8 years ago, and your first question was, what have you been up to in Australia?
No!
Favourite moment so far in Australia? I know you guys have been touring. We've been following you at the concert. I know you've had an extended little visit here. Hope you had a great time. What's your favourite moment apart from the concert?
Besides from the concert, this morning was really good fun for me. I got to go out and do a bit of surfing.
Yeah?
Which was ace, to be fair. It was really ferocious down there today. It was a bit scary.
I heard you off air. You were saying that you got dumped twice by a wave.
Yeah, proper.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
And then you think, how long am I going to be down here for?
Now, we can't pick favourites, but over the years, I mean, you feel like you do get to know these guys. Who is your favourite? Who do you think gives the most in interviews?
Niall.
Yeah, he's so nice.
Well, he also loves Australia. I mean, he obviously sneaks back here often. He had a cousin who I was friends with called Dio. And I'd just get like a text from him and he'd be like, hey, we're at this pub in Melbourne. It's super down low. No one knows I'm in the country. And I'm like, what? He's really lovely and he cares. And not to say the other boys don't, but he always kind of connected the best with, I think, Australia and me personally.
Yeah, I agree. Now,
if you're making me reminisce on my One Direction stories, how about you tell the audience about a certain dinner date with a One Direction member?
Take the word date out. I was definitely, my husband was invited as well. You know me, I get all funny. I don't want to sound like a tosspot.
Okay, well, I'm not going to tell the story, but yes, I will prompt you to tell a story which you specifically told me at the time never to stay on radio, but after a couple of years, you got a great relationship with Harry. Tell everyone the story about the dinner.
Well, he invited me to dinner when he was in Sydney. He invited me and Adrian. And Adrian was in Melbourne that night and didn't come. And so I went along, and when I got there, because, you know, for many years I dressed like a 12-year-old in very bright colours and, I wore raincoats everywhere.
Gorman's best ambassador.
Yes. The maitre d' at the restaurant wouldn't let me in because they didn't believe that I was actually supposed to be there. And then Harry's manager appeared and he was like, hey, Ash, yeah, come on through. And then I gave this stank eye to the manager, like, yes. It was like Pretty Woman.
I'm sitting down with Harry Styles.
Yeah, we're friends.
Happy 10th birthday to One Direction and the fandom, which has now actually grown old with them. A lot of what I find is people fall out of love with those boy bands, or they look back on their time and just can't believe they had, Dolly posters on them on the wall. Whereas I really think that One Direction fans have followed them through as their music has matured. So have their fans, which I think is a testament to everyone involved.
And the songs they put out were such well-crafted pop songs that you're right. They've stood the test of time and we still love listening to them, which is what we're about to do. So, Gussie, back to playing, what's that, World of War do you play?
I'm on Warzone, Call of Duty, add me in, Angus 19969.
Goodbye, darling.
We're One Direction. 10 years of One Direction.
We are looking back at the last 10 years. We just had Angus O'Loughlin on before, with whom I did many a 1D chat in my lifetime, but we found some old little grabs in the system from back in 2011 when 9 years ago I had a phone interview with Harry Styles. Now, I forgot this existed until I was listening back to it, and it's pretty funny to hear this because this is before One Direction really were like the Beatles of the 2000s. This is Harry Styles when he kind of realised that his band were a big deal.
I think one of the craziest times was we went to Italy. We thought, we haven't been to Italy yet, so we didn't think there could be that much support, really. So we thought, we're doing a sign-in, basically, and we thought there'd be 200, 300 people there, tops. And then when we were on the way to the venue, we got told there were 3,500 people there. So for us, that was like a massive kind of... It was just amazing for us because we were not expecting that at all. And we were just, you know, taken aback by the amount of people who were kind of lying in the streets. It was really breathtaking to see.
I mean, now these days, no amount of crowds would be surprising for any of the boys from One Direction.
Hi, we're One Direction. 10 years of One Direction. This is the Ashland and Live podcast.